The book The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a biography written by esteemed author Rebecca Skloot about the life of a woman named Henrietta Lacks who provided her biological cells, known as HeLa cells, to doctors. These cells would prove to be crucial in medical research. Although Skloot explores the effects of Henrietta's family and socioeconomic status, the main theme of the book is ethics and morality. Medical research has always been controversial, as there are a lot of blurry lines regarding what is morally correct and what is not. While a lot of other nonfiction books and medical journals will simply state facts about medical history, Skloot chooses to discuss the causes and effects of those historical events. This is why her book is unique among all the other texts about HeLa cells. In past interviews, Skloot tells about her instant fascination with the history behind HeLa cells and her desire to learn more about it and share it with others. But in order for her to reveal the true, unfiltered events, she had to go out and talk to those who were close to Henrietta Lacks. For example, on page 81, Skloot talks to Henrietta's cousin, who explains that since Henrietta was not told that her cells were going to be used for medical research, her poverty-ridden family did not receive any profits. Another example of Skloot's investigative research is on page 128, when she exposes doctors who injected several dozen cancer patients with someone else's malignant cells without telling the patients. By including these types of information, Skloot adds another dimension to the text. Furthermore, to preserve neutrality, she doesn't always comment herself on the events, but rather lets the reader form their own unbiased opinion. Additionally, the theme was very discernible and clear. The author's purpose was to make it accessible to all, so she laid out the information in a coherent and engaging manner. While other books would be aimed at scholars and experts in the field, Skloot's purpose was to educate the public. To avoid causing confusion by making her novel too complex, she separated Henrietta Lacks' life from her own journey of finding and gathering the information. This way, and the average person would be able to understand everything while allowing Skloot to keep that extra component she wanted. Overall, I personally enjoyed the book and would recommend it to others to read.
Yay!
It masterfully blends together the various characteristics of a good novel while maintaining objectivity and clarity. Ultimately, Skloot's ambition to craft a unique scientific writing on one of her favorite topics was successfully met. The book was a New York Times number one bestseller and won the National Academy's Communication Award for helping the public understand topics in science, engineering, or math. It was even converted into an Emmy-winning movie to reach more people. Thank you for listening. That's all for the final episode of this podcast.